Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. I
think I was hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. APP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's. Of course, joining me today, I am Rocky, is Easy.
What's up?
What's going on, man? And Big Shot Bob.
Hello.
And Grayson Allen's in the corner. Thinking about what he did wrong this week.
Not a damn
I
thing.
I have a problem. Get the fuck out of here.
He didn't do anything wrong, man.
He and Maria Sharapova.
Stop hating on Grayson.
Ain't nobody hating on Grayson. Hating on Grayson. There we go. That'll
amazing Grayson.
Amazing Grace? Oh goodness gracious. I know you didn't go there.
All righty then.
Well, moving right on from that, we got a bunch of NFL news we're going to talk about today. We got our Bon Voyage, of course, and we got two words for you. Yesterday, the Eagles traded DeMarco Murray to the Titans. Did not include the first round pick. It was fourth round picks. They swapped fourth round picks.
We gave up a fourth round pick
for DeMarco Murray.
And you know something? And we didn't even really give it up. We're getting it in next year for DeMarco Murray.
You got to steal.
He just took on that heavy contract he signed.
No, we restructured it.
Right.
Now we gave him more money up front, but we restructured his contract. So, and Tennessee was one of them teams that had money to blow. And the one thing they needed was a dominant power running back. So, like I said, we were talking about it a little before the show. I still have some concerns. Yeah, he's only, what, 25, 26, something like that?
Right.
So,
26.
But he's had health issues. He's only played in five seasons in the NFL, he's only played one complete season. So all 16 games. That season was the year he led the league in rushing. So, you know, is he going to be one of those running backs where he stays healthy when he's being used the most? I hope so, because Mike Mularkey loves a running back who likes the ball. You know, he likes that workhorse running back. So,
you got to keep your quarterback healthy, so he better stay healthy because Mariota can't take them hits he was taking last year.
Well, we've put in a lot of work on that offensive line.
Well,
too.
Me and you were talking about before the show, if they draft a first-round offensive lineman, you know, they'll have five first-round picks
on the offensive line, so, three number one overall picks.
Right, so they should be able to protect.
They should.
They and me and you were talking about earlier, you said maybe best offensive line in the game. That's not going to happen. They could be a top three offensive line in the game.
Not this year.
With the Cowboys.
But Tennessee, within the next 2 years, is set up to have the best offensive line in football.
They'll have one. They won't. It'll take them. It's going to take a while to be above the Cowboys offensive line.
Well, let's see where the Cowboys line is at.
But as far as, you know, Murray, the good thing about Murray, okay, he didn't run the ball a lot last year. So he should be fresh. He should be fresh. After coming off basically one of the best seasons ever for running back a couple years ago.
And he's going into a system that fits him.
Exactly. And that's the biggest thing. He's in a system that goes north-south, not east-west.
And apparently he asked to go to Tennessee.
Right. That was one of his landing spots.
He wanted to go to Tennessee, which for me was really surprising because why any marquee player would want to go to Tennessee is confusing for me.
Well, why not? I mean, you got a young, good quarterback supposedly coming up. And, you know, they've got some.
Hey, and plus he looked at and how look they at the division. To run the ball.
Yeah, look at the division, too.
Yeah, but the only thing is winning your division only gets you one playoff game.
It gets you in the dance. You get in the dance, anything can happen.
Look, y'all got to understand, I've been a Titans fan a long time, so I got speculation on everything that we do.
Right, and I understand that. Trust me. I mean, I'm a Cowboy fan. You know, I got speculation every day with my team. But
well,
you know,
y'all just need
point,
enough. Y'all just need enough criminals, and y'all would be fine.
No, we had that. Anyway, talking about Tennessee, I think Murray can have a very great season this year.
And then with Cobb is healthy. He's going to be a very good change of pace. I mean, we got Hunter coming back. We got Beckham Green coming back. Kendall Wright's going to be healthy. We just signed Revis Matthews from Miami, which is a big target. Rashard Matthews, which is a big target.
He's a guy that can – he's a good possession guy. He's not going to blow the roof off.
No.
Because I follow him a lot in Miami because I have my fantasy team and different things. I've watched a lot of his games.
But I was about to ask, are you taking DeMarco Murray early in your fantasy draft?
Yes. This year, I would.
But he is a guy who on 3rd and 8, you can trust to catch the ball.
Right. That's what I mean. He's a possession guy, is what I'm saying. He can get you 100 catches in a season.
It almost seems like Tennessee, and I knocked them for keeping Mike Mularkey when there were other guys out there that they could have went, but it looks like he looked at the team and said, hey, we need weapons, we need offense alignment, we can focus on defense in the draft. That's what he did.
And defense wasn't a big issue.
We had a top 10 defense last year. Right. So it's not like, you know, we were a bad defensive team. So the only thing that sucks is Houston got better, Jacksonville got better. So, you know.
But it's okay. I mean, seriously, the way you guys have added the weapons best of anybody else in the division, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
because
you go to Houston, Osweiler. And Miller, you don't know. They're very big questions. You go to Jacksonville, they added Ivory. Very big question.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know. The guy from Denver, Jackson.
Jackson,
We don't know. We know what Murray can do. Murray's already had 1,800-yard season.
Yeah, we know what Matthews is going to do.
They're proven. So I think it's a little bit better for you guys. Speaking of things that we don't know, the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, thank you for being the NFC East. They traded Byron Maxwell and Kiko Alonso to the Dolphins for draft picks. Anybody care?
No.
Overpay Maxwell. You know, Kiko could be really good.
Chip Kelly touched, they were getting out of town.
Absolutely. Cowboys not interested in RG3. They've already said that.
No, they want Johnny Manziel.
No. We ain't getting Johnny. Matt Moore is visiting the Cowboys.
Real quick.
That'll be our backup, Matt Moore.
Davis is visiting with the Redskins tomorrow.
Vernon Davis still plays?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he retired after he went to Denver.
He got a Super Bowl ring out the deal.
Yeah, he got his Super Bowl ring.
So it's time to go get paid.
Cowboys re-signed Rolando McClain.
Matt Castle got a deal with Tennessee.
That's right. 1 year.
Yep. Oh, there you go. I'm so glad.
So Houston has Brandon Wheaton, Brian Hoyer.
And Brock Osweiler.
They got all the B's. They got no A's. They just got B's.
They got C-minus players. Cowboys re-signed Rolando McClain. Chris Long is visiting Dallas. He also visited Washington.
He wants to stay in the NFC. Where is he going? Right.
Brock Osweiler signed with the Texans. 4 years, $72 million. He got paid. $37 million was guaranteed.
$72 million.
Lamar Miller signed $27 million with the Texans. Do what?
I'm just saying $72 million
for 10 touchdowns and 6 picks.
Like, damn.
Yeah. That's the age we live in with these quarterbacks. The Saints, a huge signing, I think. Kobe Fleener signed with the Saints.
Oh, especially after losing Benji? That was big.
Kobe Fleener, if he can live up to his production and Drew Brees can throw the ball, that could be a very dangerous combo for a couple of years.
You know something? With being from New Orleans and having a lot of people on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and everything from New Orleans. When they let Watson go,
they were upset.
Oh my God, that city was in flames, man. They were pissed.
What they did?
But the
they
dude is 35 years yes. old.
Hey, he might be 35, but
he was a good guy. That was another thing.
You talking about a team that just let Jimmy Graham go? You know, Watson had all that production at the end of the season. They were letting Marcus Colston go. I mean, you're talking about fans that are looking, saying, "Who the hell is Drew Brees going to throw the ball to?"
I think that could be a very big pickup, though. I think Fleener, if he pans out, it could be very big. Matt Forte signed with the Jets.
I love that signing. God, I love that signing.
You ain't got nobody to throw the ball to.
He gets a C-plus grade.
What you talking about? You got Brandon Marshall to throw the ball to.
No, who's going to throw it to them?
Oh, it's quarterback.
Gino.
Your huddle.
Gino in your huddle. Hey, yeah, we're going to do that later.
Look, I like that signing. I'd have rather seen him gone to New England.
He should have went to New England. That was a perfect spot.
New England didn't want to pay him.
Right.
They're looking at cheaper running backs.
Yeah. I mean, that's Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick don't ever pay running backs.
Olivier Vernon signed $85 million with the Giants. They also signed Jenkins and Harrison from the Jets. All signed. They spent $125 million yesterday.
$85 million for 5 years.
Yep.
For 5 years.
And they also signed $10 million for JPP to come back.
Up to $10 million. I don't know what the guaranteed number is.
Well, he's got 4.25 guaranteed, 4.25 signing bonus. So he's got $1.5 million in incentives.
Now, for the Giants, their defense got a lot better, I think, yesterday.
Oh,
if Vernon stays healthy.
It couldn't have gotten any worse.
No, exactly. It couldn't get worse, and that's the part that scares me. They added Harrison, too, who's actually a pretty good defensive linebacker.
And
Janoris
Jenkins at the corner position. So
they got significantly better.
Well, you got Jenkins on one side, who's a rookie. Oh, Landon Collins at safety.
And they'll probably keep Prince Amakamore. Figure out a cheap deal for Prince.
So they got a lot better, but they still got questions on offense. The offensive line, a second receiver to go with Beckham, because you ain't got Randall no more.
Victor Cruz is supposed to take a pay cut.
No. He did take the pay cut from 7.9 this year to 1.3.
Wow.
He took a huge pay cut.
Panthers signed Mike Tolbert to a 2-year deal. Charles Johnson signed a new deal with the team. It was what, $3 million?
$3 million.
From 15? Six.
From 15.
Yeah,
million.
15. Mm-hmm. Team is not interested in Cromartie. They've already said they're not interested in Antonio Cromartie. Bruce Irvin and Sean Smith signed with the Raiders. That just happened. Eric Weddle is the other one that's interested in playing in Carolina. I would sign him a heartbeat.
Well, I'll tell you. Why?
He was hurt all last year, and he's had problems. He was having issues.
I think it'd be a big plus.
That's a hard-nosed defender right there.
He would fit perfectly in this Carolina system.
Pass.
Roman Harper's gone. Why not?
We got Trey Boston.
Trey Boston. The guy that blew his head in the Super Bowl? Yeah, that guy. Yeah. That got burnt during the season? Yeah. He's a backup. He's not a starting safety in this league right now.
Eric Weddle ain't a starter anymore.
Eric Weddle is a starter. He's an all-pro still.
He's 33. He's old, man.
You got three or four more. It's safety.
That's why he fits Carolina perfectly, because y'all love them old dudes.
Pass.
No, he fits perfectly because he plays the ball. He's a ball hawk.
Yeah.
I would get him in a heartbeat. Of course, Peyton Manning retired. Where does he rank among quarterbacks in history?
Three.
Who's ahead of him?
Montana. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Joe Montana's one, without a doubt. And unfortunately, it put all the BS and crap behind. Tom Brady is in front of Peyton.
I don't put Tom Brady there because Tom Brady had no expectations coming out of Michigan. Peyton Manning was expected to play in multiple Super Bowls, win multiple Super Bowls. When he didn't win the Heisman Trophy his last year in college, it was like he had a disappointing season. No, there were no expectations at all on Tom Brady to do crap. They expected Peyton Manning to be God's gift to football, and he changed the game, revolutionized the game at the quarterback position with the fast-paced offense. Omaha!
So where do you put him?
I got him, too. I still like Joe Cool.
at number one because Joe Cool 4-0 in the Super Bowls.
Yeah, yeah.
Back-to-back Super Bowls. And he was the major contributor. Like, a couple of those Super Bowls for Brady, it was that defense, man. Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi.
Listen, if we're going to give credit to – if we're going to take credit away from LeBron James – being 2-4 in the
finals.
You got to
take it away from Peyton.
He's 2-2 in Super Bowls.
You lost two. You won two. You're not 4-0 like Joe Montana.
That's why that goes against
you're not 4-2 like Tom Brady.
Right. So that goes against you. So to me, he's in the top five for how he played.
And in all honesty, had he not had the defense he had this year, he would have been 1-3.
Right, exactly.
I mean, for the most of his career, he's had to carry teams on his own back.
And that's the reason
that's the reason he's 3.
To me, he goes in a different level like with Dan Marino. Dan Marino was great. But and Peyton took – and Dan Marino took some horrible teams to great things. So I'm going to go with – I'm going to say he's actually number 4. He's behind Montana. He's behind Brady. You probably don't want to say that. No, I'll say number 3. I'll give him 3.
And then plus, with all the cheating scandals and everything that's surrounding the Patriots and surrounding Brady and them, you can't overlook Spygate. You can't overlook Deflategate. You just can't overlook these things. So he doesn't get ahead of Peyton in my book. And then Peyton's 3-1 against Brady in the AFC Championship
but
game.
But he's 2-2 in the Super Bowl. Number 3.
It's a team sport.
I know it's a team sport, but he'll never be above Montana because Montana.
And Brady would be 3-3 if damn Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks didn't make the worst call in Super Bowl history.
Oh, stop it with that call.
That was the worst freaking call in Super
Grayson
Bowl.
Grayson Allen's dirty. the potential class for Hall of Fame in 2021 is Manning, Charles Woodson, Calvin Johnson, Marshawn Lynch, and Jarrett Allen. This probably would be the best class ever. Do you agree?
Coming up, yeah. But
you think it'll be one of the best ever?
It's probably going to be one of the best because Woodson's going to get in. Manning's going to get in, no question.
Marshawn
Lynch probably will get in. Calvin won't get in on the first time because they just don't put wide receivers in on the first go unless you're Jerry Rice.
I disagree. I think they will put Calvin in.
He will get in.
He'll get in the first one.
No, I don't think he gets in. T.O. doesn't get in on the first one. Calvin Johnson ain't getting in.
I know.
On the first
T.O., a little bit different story. I think it will be one of the best ever. Jags signed ex-Broncos Malik Jackson to a 6-year deal, $85 million. Eagles signed ex-Bills cornerback Davis McCalvin to a 3-year deal. That's a lot of money, $85 million.
I mean, gee. Rolling the Brinks truck up to people's homes. Roll a truck up to my house. It don't even have to be $85 million. Just give me $5 million. $8 million. $8. You can give me $8.
$8. That's all you need.
That's all I need. Kobe Fleener, though, $36 million.
Let's go into since we're talking money, let's go into money.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team Invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money. All
right, you got any cash money players?
Kemba Walker, 5 straight games of 30-plus points, leading your Charlotte Hornets. Let's go. Hopefully to a playoff bid. Damian Lillard. 51 against the Warriors a couple weeks ago. 50 points and 11 assists against the Wizards the other night.
And the Raptors.
It was the Raptors. And all these new free agents who just signed all these mega deals, Brock Osweiler, Olivier Vernon, Kobe Fleener, everybody who got a dollar in free agency so far, y'all get that cash money.
That's right.
I would like some of that cash money.
I'm going to go. I got Paul Gasol had a triple-double this week. Steph Curry hit his 300 three-pointer this season. Ben Simmons, you talking about money. Future shoe deal could be worth the $100 million.
Ooh, already with Nike?
And that's more than LeBron got by a lot.
LeBron signed for $100 million.
Was it? Okay. I read somewhere it's even more than LeBron's. Wow. Lovie Smith is new head coach at Illinois. Congrats. You got a raw deal in Tampa. Nate Diaz and Misha Tate for their upset wins at UFC. Jaromir Jagr passes Gordie Howe for third place at NHL scoring list. LeBron James is now the 13th player or 13th on the all-time scoring list. And Russell Westbrook is the first player since Magic to score 25, 20 assists, and 10 rebounds in a game. So that's my
He can
cash
run up
money.
The stats, but they can't win the games that they need to win, man. Nope.
That's for sure.
Scary.
All right, we're going to go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, two words this week. Murray playing for the Titans.
Remember, Titans.
Rushing title.
Wow, that's
I think
a big
get
statement.
It. I think he'd get it again. Carmelo says he doesn't understand what he's doing wrong to why they are losing.
Boy, what? You don't understand?
Too much money, buddy.
Not enough good players. Yeah.
Peyton Manning legacy.
Upper echelon. I mean, what can you really say? Peyton Manning, he's
upper
football
echelon?
God.
All right. Omaha.
Omaha.
One did Grace ever do. Grayson Allen.
My boy, that's my dog.
Dirty Devil.
Oh, come on. Leave Grayson Allen alone.
Batman versus Superman coming up.
Oh, must see.
Can't wait. Order your tickets because they're going out. The New York Giants free agency this offseason.
Wait, big ups. I can't wait to see the Giants next season.
Overpay.
They're gonna be early picks for the Super Bowl.
They should. I mean, they should. Well, let's see what they do at wide receiver, second wide receiver, because they ain't got. If Cruz comes back, then possibly, yeah.
I would say. Bon voyage.
You got any bon voyages?
To this episode of BSS Carolina, thank you always for tuning in and checking us out. Let's give a bon voyage and an RIP to Dion Waiters' brother who got killed last night.
Ooh.
It's heartbreaking, man. People passing for senseless reasons. Can't we just all get along?
Exactly. You know, we definitely – that's crazy. Definitely thoughts and prayers out to Dion Waiters. Michael Carter Williams of the Bucks to miss the rest of the season. Again, Peyton Manning retired. Cardinals Johnny Peralta missed 2 to 3 months. Mike Wallace released by the Vikings. Brandon Browner cut by the Saints. And last but not least, much ups to Tim Brandt, Brando. He's actually retiring. No more ACC games after this.
Man,
this one. He's been doing it forever.
I know his voice is well known. If you watch a lot of ACC basketball, he's covered a lot of ACC games.
But
enjoy retirement.
That's right, absolutely. And to this show of BSS Carolinas, and don't forget we'll have a special interview coming up also this week with a guy who's trying to bring a Major League Baseball team to the Charlotte area. And this is Rocky.
And this is Big Shot. As always, sports is life.
Hey, you can catch us everywhere. See you later.
Back where I belong, yeah. I never felt so strong, and
I'm back,
I'm feeling like there's nothing that I can't try.
Nothing.
And if you with me, put your hands high.
Yeah, I've lost a life before.
Hey.
This
one's and if
for
you, put your hands
and
high.
You and your dreams
and
feel
high.
You rock the best.
And you.
I'll be on the
show. I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they talking to me when it comes on.
Come on.
Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you. Get the math, I'm gone.
Go.
What am I supposed to do when the club lights come on? It's easy to be pump, but it's harder to be shown.
Come on.
What if my twins ask why I ain't married a mom?
Why?
Damn, how do I respond? What if my son stares with a face like my own and says he wants to be like me when he's grown? Shit, but I ain't finished grown. Another night that inevitable prolonged. Another day, another dawn.
Come on.
Just tell Keisha and Teresa I'll be better in the mold. Another lie that I carry on. I need to get back to the place I
I'm
belong.
Coming
come on.
Home. I'm coming home.
I'm coming
tell
home.
Tell the world that I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday.
Ain't no
I know
man.
My kingdom awaits. And they're forgiven.
Check this out. A house is not a home. I hate this song. It's a house really.